This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. About a year ago, a group connected to Occupy Wall Street started buying up people's personal debt and making it go away, forgiving it, technically. Almost $15 million worth so far disappeared in the little-known business of buying bad debt. Kate Davidson explains.
When you've got debt, there are basically two kinds of letters you can get. One that says, pay us, or one from Andrew Ross and his fellow members of the Strike Debt Group.
What we do is we go in and we buy the debt, and instead of collecting on it, we abolish it. And we write to the people who are involved, the debtors, and we tell them they're off the hook.
Ross says that $15 million worth of mostly medical debt only cost about $400,000 to buy. That's because debt collection has changed dramatically. Creditors, like your credit card company, used to just collect from you or pay someone else to do it. Now, Laura Udis of the Consumer Federation of America says they sell your bad debts to third-party debt buyers.
And in those cases, there is no continuing business relationship between the creditor and the consumer. And that changes the entire debt collection picture.
Debt buyers purchase seemingly uncollectible debt for an average of 4 cents on the dollar. They make money by coming after you for the full amount. The Federal Trade Commission recently studied 9 of the 10 biggest debt buyers. Christopher Cagle is with the FTC.
Those accounts had a face value of $143 billion. The debt buyers that we studied spent about $6.5 billion to acquire them.
That's a pretty good profit margin if they collect the full amount. Andrew Ross of Occupy Wall Street says he wants people to know they can negotiate with debt buyers when they get that call or that letter in the mail. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.